2-1. This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. As we prepare for Thanksgiving tomorrow, we can certainly find much to be grateful for. On the environmental front, we can be thankful the health of the Huron River watershed continues to improve, and there's a great deal of optimism for the future. One of our local state representatives believes we can help ensure continued improvements by getting more citizen scientists involved in gathering data and working to supplement the work that's being done by professional scientists. Gretchen Driscoll is a Saline Democrat and serves as 52nd District Representative in Lansing. She's introduced a measure that could create more opportunity for those of us interested in participating in gathering and share more information about the health of our waterways and the watersheds across the state. It's a concept called crowd hydrology. Good morning and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Good morning and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Well, thank you so much. Now, I've certainly heard of crowdfunding. I've heard of crowdsourcing when it comes to providing financial backing for things like movies, music projects, and other artistic endeavors. Is this crowd hydrology similar in ideology?
Yes, it's a very similar concept, which is basically using our citizens to measure surface waters.
And when you say measure surface waters, what exactly would a layperson be out doing in this scientific endeavor?
Well, it's actually pretty simple, and it's already happening. It started in New York, and basically it's like a giant yardstick that gets put in surface waters around the state, and it's already happening a little bit here in Michigan. The biggest challenge... Well, and so the yardstick gets put in the water, and then folks can come, if they're walking, you know, hiking alongside the river or the stream or the lake, they can take a picture or text a picture with the current height, or actually just text a certain code that will be on the yardstick saying, you know, where the location is. It basically identifies the location, and then there's measurement on this yardstick, and they are just supposed to say where the water is on the yardstick. And it helps inform the database of water levels around the state of Michigan. And the challenge is not that, it's not happening, that there's some question about the value of the data and the validity of the data. It's more the fact that there's right now the DEQ requires a permitting fee as part of the process for installing them. And that can get pretty onerous if you have, you know, volunteers mostly are installing these through the watersheds. And so it's just a way to facilitate improved analysis of our surface water. So we have about 86 watersheds around the state of Michigan. So if you just can imagine, you know, if we just had 20 measurements within that watershed, we're talking about a lot of
missed data.
Permits.
Right.
Yeah, and a lot of permits that would cost money. So the idea is, this is just a way to allow this to be installed without requiring the cost of a permit. And, you know, that's already in place. They do have exceptions for docks and some other things that are installed seasonally. So we've been talking to DEQ. They're very interested because, obviously, we really want to monitor our waters. And especially as we go through climate change, it's a great way to inform the database.
DEQ is interested. How has the scientific community responded to these kinds of endeavors?
Well, they're very excited about it, and they're very excited about partnering. They actually brought it to our attention. The Institute of Water Research out of MSU is the one that is trying to implement this in the state and facilitating, you know, getting this out to the water community, watershed community. In New York is where they actually started it. And the whole crowd hydrology is very, you know, using citizens, getting citizens engaged in their water and more aware of what's happening. And I personally believe that the more we engage our citizens in local issues like water, the more vested they are, and they will be better caretakers, I believe.
You are listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with 52nd District State Representative Gretchen Driscoll about crowd hydrology. Now, it sounds like the scientific community's on board and, in fact, brought it up. It's already in practice in other places, and yet a lot of things that get taken to the state capitol in Michigan end up not going very far. What has been the response from your fellow lawmakers on both sides of the aisles to this House bill?
Well, it's a bipartisan bill as far as sponsorship, and I've met with a committee chair, and she seems open. I know we'll be having some follow-up discussion after, you know, we're on break right now because of the holiday, and I expect it to go well. I mean, this is, you know, in my district, in the 52nd, we have two watersheds, the Huron River watershed and the River Raisin watershed. And this will actually help inform, some of our listeners may be aware of the challenges with the algae blooms and the nutrient runoffs that occur in our streams and our waters. And this will also help because though measuring the surface water actually helps measure the flow when they have enough data, and that flow helps inform the nutrient fluxes. So it's, you know, very much of a system, and the more improved data will also help improve the data on how our waters are as far as nutrient fluxes also. So it's not just measuring surface waters, which will also help for, you know, ebb and flow, and climate change will be able to measure, how the seasons. Well, I mean, a great example is that 9 inches of snow we got a couple of days ago. That was unexpected. And so those things, obviously, the measurements will inform the broader database and be very, very helpful for all sorts of pieces in our water system.
As you are well aware, in this area, we have a very active citizenry, and the Huron River Watershed Council has certainly benefited because people like to volunteer and become involved and be hands-on. Is there criteria or training that would be necessary to participate to become a citizen scientist in this?
No, actually, it's going to be pretty simple. Right now, the process, well, I've been working with the Institute of Water Research, and this also feeds into, I don't know if you are aware, but MDEQ did a water strategy this year, a report that was kind of a broad look at what we need to be doing in Michigan to protect our waters. And this supports their recommendations for creating an integrated water-based monitoring system. So the citizen piece actually is pretty simple. It's just really texting, if you have a cell phone, this data. The actual putting the gauges in, there's about, I think, a little bit over 20 gauges that are already around the state. As I mentioned earlier, we'd like to see a lot more. And the concept right now is that the Institute of Water Research will work with our watersheds, and the watersheds will use some of their manpower to actually install these. And basically, it's just, get a post hole digger and a couple of iron stakes, and you put it in the water. And then folks walking by will just see the yardstick and text the information to a certain number that will be on a sign on the stake.
So we're going to have a big clearinghouse and database of this information that is being submitted by citizens. How do scientists then take that citizen information and turning it into something beneficial for our environment?
Well, there is already a database out there that the Institute of Water Research has, and the U.S. Geological Survey. Well, it's actually the U.S. Geological Survey has, and the Institute of Water Research is working with them. So that's a pretty complex system, and I'm not a scientist, so I couldn't probably get into that level of detail. But I will say that there is already a lot of data that they're working with, but they, you know, the more data they have, the more beneficial it would be. And they're very excited about this opportunity. As I mentioned, we already have about, over 20 gauges with about another 20 queued up. There's a website called crowdhydrology.org where you can actually go and see all this information and where the locations are. Right now, the only one that's in our region is down in Tecumseh and Evans Creek. I do think, the River Raisin issue has been a pretty big issue. When I was mayor, I was engaged with the River Raisin watershed, and I've had been at some of their meetings, and they're really concerned about the water quality of that watershed. And so I think this will really help with informing, and I think that will probably be one of the first places personally that I would like to see that happen. I know the Huron River watershed, they've been doing a great job of improving the watershed, and it's a very, very strong organization. I know they're very interested also in participating. But as far as informing the actual, what happens with the data, it does impact the nutrient runoff, and then the levels, I think, for flooding purposes, just to be able to calculate those kind of issues in the future. It'll be based on firm data used from this crowd hydrology process.
Well, perhaps when we next talk in the new year, then we're going to be talking about this as law as opposed to a House bill. So thank you very much for your time and the information. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks a lot, and I hope you have a wonderful holiday with your family.
To you as well. That is Saline State Representative Gretchen Driscoll. I'm David Fair, and I thank you for joining us for Issues of the Environment. You hear it each Wednesday throughout the year. This feature is produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division and heard only on 89.1 WEMU.